Thanks for calling customer service. This is Nancy. How can I help you?
Which company is this? I have a charge from this phone number on my credit card that I didn't authorize. So what company are you?
Man, we're a third-party call center.
For? I need to know because it's fraud in my account, and it's linked to your phone number for your company.
Okay, man, we're a customer service. Now, what I can do, I can see, do you have an account with us in order to assist you with anything you need help with?
I don't even know who you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have your phone number on my credit card statement.
Okay, ma'am.
I didn't. It says Save Direct. What's your company? Is your company Save Direct?
We work with many companies. If you're calling about a charge, then you have an account with us. If that's what you're calling in about. We're just a third-party call center. We're a customer service. We work for different companies. It doesn't matter what a customer call in about, we can always pull up their account and see if there any way we can assist them. If you don't have
okay,
an account.
Okay, so I'll give you my phone number to
no,
look
I just,
up because.
I just need your zip code. You can just give me your zip
code.
You can give me your zip code and your first and last name, and I'll be able to find you that way.
01754.
Okay. And what was your first and last name?
Cindy Mello, M-E-L-L-O.
Okay, now I'm going to see if this is your address. Is it 8 Maple Street?
Yes.
Okay, just give me one moment while the account loads up. Okay, what was the amount that you're calling about, ma'am?
The amount was 56 something.
Okay. On May the 23rd, you paid shipping and handle for a KitchenAid, which was $7.95.
Okay.
It was for a KitchenAid mixture. And on
exactly, but the amount was supposed to be $7 and something cents. So why is it 50 something dollars?
Okay, now the $56.95, I'm showing that it was declined.
No, it was declined because my credit card company viewed it as fraud, which actually it is because I only authorized $7 and something cents and got an email in regards to that. I never made a charge for 50 something dollars.
Okay, well, if you had already handle the charge and have it declined. There's nothing we can do about it because it declined. The only thing I can do is just make sure that the account is canceled and that way you would not get charged with anything because it's declined.
What I'm saying is that I authorized a charge of seven something.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that a charge came through for 50 something dollars is a scam. you understand what I'm saying? I never authorized a charge of that. Okay, so thank you for clearing that up. I'm going to talk to my credit card company.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye.